God is moving on the streets.
If we can touch that one gang member with that one word, we can reach entire gangs. We can reach entire cities.
We, the people of God, are going to bring the light into the darkness.
They're like sheep without a shepherd.
They don't know him yet.
A lot of times they feel trapped.
Anyone that's growing in light is going to have an increasing heart for those who are in darkness.
Go in his power and in his love and demonstrate who he is.
I think people made a believer out of me.
We send them out two by two.
To a wounded and dying world. Not to condemn, but to love.
Know his love, man. He really loves you.
The dead raised, the sick healed, devil cast out in great measure, the poor looked after, and it should be normal Christianity.
God's heart burns for the lost, and he wants us to take the prophetic to the streets.
Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name's Patricia King. I'm really glad that you've joined us for today's program. It's going to be wild. We have with us James Gall, who's a seer prophet, and our subject is praying for revival. Stay tuned for the entire program, and remember this, light belongs in the darkness. Welcome to Insights. Today we have with us James Gall, prophet, seer, friend, advisor, and you're an all-around great guy. He's also an author of like, what, about a million books?
Maybe 16, something like that. Yeah.
You just crank them out. You're like a book machine. But this one here, James, The Lost Art of Intercession. I read this book years ago, and it's such a tool. In fact, this is one of the books that everyone should have on their bookshelf as just, you know, a resource material that they can go back to and get re-inspired and re-taught. And so The Lost Art of Intercession is just an awesome book. And then you've also brought the Elijah's Revolution. I'm sure that you're going to be talking about some of this stuff a little bit later on in the program. But this is Elijah's Revolution. It says, a call to passion and sacrifice for radical change.
That's right. We're in for a revolution.
That's it.
We're not just wanting to maintain what is. We're wanting to cut through some of the passivity of today to call forth a radical change. That's called revival.
That's right. And that's what we need right now. We need to
be
revived. We need to come alive. I've been in the book of Acts a lot lately and in the Gospels, and it's like, wow, the life of Jesus and Jesus in and through his people is so amazing, and it's way more than just a church movement.
Absolutely,
we're talking about kingdom.
It's kingdom movement. In fact, what we're needing to do is an Acts 29 experience, because there's only 28 chapters in the book of Acts, and we get to write, in that sense, live the 29th chapter of Acts.
Right. And you know, when we look at Western church right now and church life, it's a little bit falls short from what we see the models of in the Gospels and in the book of Acts. But there's a reawakening and a new hunger just surfacing, and spiritual awareness and people desiring to draw close to God and getting to know him.
Yeah.
But they don't want to know what a service or a meeting is all about.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know what God is all about.
Absolutely. And we got to press past the chairs and the pews and fellowshipping with the back of somebody's neck. And there's such a hunger for reality today. And that's why you guys are tuned into this show anyway, because you're not into religion. You want reality. And that's what we're going to partner together just to inspire and speak and look at revivals in the past and just call forth for a revolution.
Right. And some of the things that we need to have a reawakening, of course, is morality issues. Even
that's
in the
right.
church right now, it's pathetic at times to see the level of sin that is running rampant, unaddressed at times also within the church. So in every major revival, morality was reawakened. It was brought back into its place. The foundations were put into place.
Yeah, you know, I've done a study on the classic characteristics of revival, and one of them is passionate renouncing of sin, even in a public way.
Right.
And in some of the moves of the past, you know, this was one of the hallmarks. We need the fear of the Lord restored, and we just need reality. Mm-hmm. We just need a wake-up call. You know, right. People ask me, well, what time is it? And I take us to the book of Romans and say, it's time to wake up.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, when we talk about the fear of the Lord, a lot of times people misunderstand that. And they think, oh,
right.
Man, what's this about? Are you going to give me a whole bunch of rules to obey or whatever? But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Because in past revivals, such as the Welsh revival, the Hebrides revival, the presence of the holiness of God filled the very air people breathed. And like when that kind of presence comes, I've been in the presence of the fear of the Lord twice only. But when that presence came, it is impossible to sin. You can't. You're too afraid to. It's like you don't dare. It's like Isaiah said, woe is me, for I am undone. I'm ruined. I'm a man of unclean lips. But what happened there is purging came as a result of the cry of his heart. And then a fresh commissioning into new authority, new word, new entrance of the Spirit of God into the earth.
Absolutely.
So that's what we're looking for.
That's right. You see, now you have a book that's just awesome, Light Belongs in Darkness. And I'm going to tweak the phrase just a little. Light displaces darkness.
Right, exactly.
And when the light of his presence is released, and that's what we need. We need a prayer revival that's just going to break through, bring open heavens and over your head, into your family, into your house, over a city, over a nation. Just imagine if we could have like a Hebrides Island. That was 1948 to 52 type thing of Duncan Campbell and these two old intercessors, Peggy Smith and her sister, and then the fire fell in a barn upon seven little teenage guys who were seeking God in the middle of the winter, and they piled up hay up to their necks to keep warm, and they were praying according to Isaiah chapter 64. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come on down.
And then that one young guy in that revival, what was he, 14 or something?
Yeah.
He reads out of Psalm 24 on the night that it broke out. And this is the thing about revival. If we will pray through, there's a point when revival breaks out.
That's
there's a moment.
That's right.
And he was crying out of Psalm 24 where he said, who will ascend into the hill of the Lord? But he was clean hands, pure heart. And he cries out, he says, are my hands pure? Is my heart clean? You know, and then the power fell and it hit the whole region, not just the barn.
That's right.
But it spread to the whole region.
That's right.
And I believe that God is going to release power if we will pray.
That's
and that's
right.
the thing, because in 2 Chronicles 7, verse 12, 13, 14, talks about God saying, if I judge, if I bring a judgment so as to brass over the heavens, if in the midst of that, which is caused as a result of disobedience and sin and all that, if in the midst of that, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray.
That's right.
And seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin and bring healing to the land.
That's
restoration.
Right.
And so it's like, it's a simple promise. God made it. It's true. And he says, I will be perpetually in this place of prayer, in this posture. So in every revival, we find this posture.
Absolutely.
In every revival.
You know, it's not exactly an equation, but it is a principle of the Word. It's God's Word. His will and His ways are revealed here. And it's been done throughout all history, in church history. Now, you know, I'm just sensing this presence of the Holy Spirit, just, you know, kind of like, it's, I call it a rush, okay? And it's just moving on me. And you know, right now, just in your own house, wherever, on the TV, on the web, or whatever, just lift a cry and say, oh, Lord, would you just open up the heavens? Thy kingdom come, kingdom come, will be done on earth. And even as Patricia was saying here, part of it is identifying with your people and confessing our sins. Daniel did it. Ezra did it. Nehemiah. Jesus taught his disciples to pray this way. So we just cry out even right now, even in the middle of talking about the historic revivals. We say, God, it's not enough to talk about the past. We need this for Canada.
Yeah.
We need this for India. We need it for the United States.
Yeah.
We need it for the United Kingdom. We say, send your presence now for Jesus Christ's sake.
Amen. And you know, there's such an invitation for us, because in this situation, if God is at a point where he brings judgment, that means things got pretty bad.
Yeah.
Because God's a very merciful God, and
That's
he just
right.
doesn't doesn't throw judgment around. You know,
that's right.
It's like when God's ready to judge, He's given many chances, many warnings, many calls. He's poured out His goodness because the goodness of God leads a man to repentance. But after all that, if man doesn't turn, then He brings judgment. But He says, even in the midst
of that point,
all we have to do is humble ourselves and pray and seek His face, turn from our wicked ways, then the heavens open.
That's right.
And it's like, this is the most amazing invitation. And also, in the book of Acts, when Jesus postured His disciples, I mean, we're going to see the kingdom come forth now. After Jesus ascends, He says to His disciples, I'm not giving you the plan as to how to build a church or how to, you know, have a building project or anything like that. I'm giving you a posture, and it's a posture of prayer. And if you will remain in prayer together and cry out, the heavens are going to open and My power will come. The power of the Spirit is going to come upon you. And when the power of the Spirit comes, you'll be just like Me. You'll be My witnesses. You'll display My power in the earth.
That's
what we get to contend for right now.
We do. And Jesus told His disciples in the 24th chapter of Luke, it's recorded. He said, I want you to wait in Jerusalem until you've been endued with power on high. You know, right now in your own house, you can get filled with the Holy Spirit right now, because that is what fuels our prayers into effectiveness. It takes God to know God. It even takes God for us to be able to pray effectively. Mm-hmm. And so we just want you to get filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
get all that God's got for you,
Whoa.
And it'll change your prayer life. And it'll change the circumstances even around you.
Yeah.
So I just want to say something real simple right now. Get filled with the Holy Spirit. And if you haven't been before, you can be right now. And God will release you into the realm of giftedness and power. And this is revival. What's revival? It's restoring that which was once alive and restoring it back to life. Except we don't want to just be where we once were.
Exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever
ask.
There
we go.
We want
way more.
That's
right. We want way more.
Because it's been prophesied in the Word. The latter glory of the house is going to be greater than the former. So if the latter glory was birthed through a prayer meeting, what does that mean?
That's right.
Or if the former glory was birthed through a prayer meeting, what does that mean about the latter glory?
That's right.
You know, we need to birth it through prayer.
That's right.
And this entire month, we are dedicating to prayer.
That's
great. We want to pray until the heavens open.
Amen.
And we're going to see it. And what's that going to look like? Well, people repenting.
That's right.
People empowered to preach the gospel. The sick healed.
Hey, there might be some demons manifest.
And then we can cast them out.
Yeah.
If they manifest, we get to cast them
out.
Awesome. You know, that'll be fun.
That's cool.
Raising up the dead.
Awesome.
That's a normal part.
That sounds extreme.
Gospel, yeah. And then how about cleansing lepers?
Okay.
You know, and
how about feeding the poor?
Yeah, feeding the poor, looking after widows,
That's
orphans.
Right. This is transformation. This is revival. You know, we want this for our generation. In fact, it's our destiny.
That's
it's for
it.
Us.
It's
for
it's
you.
So close.
It's just, it's here. It's right available right now.
Right now. And you know, a lot of people say, you know, I've heard a lot of people say, oh, judgment is coming, the days, you know, they're going to get bad and everything, and it's terrible, which I believe that pulse is true.
You're right.
But in the midst of that, we stand on this promise and cry out, then we won't get what we deserve.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, we'll see in our generation, in our time, something that'll be written in the history books to come. We'll see this great move of God that He did in response to people who prayed. And you know what? Most revivals start out with just one or two people.
Absolutely.
It's not like a big group.
That's right. You know, in this Hebrides Island revival we're talking about, there were these two older women. One was 82, I think
the
other was like 84.
Yeah.
One of them couldn't even see real well. And they just were praying. They were prayerholics.
Yeah.
And they had tasted revival for their lives in their own generation. And now they're asking God for it to happen again. The next generation. And
that's
some of you have tasted revival, but you need to cry out and say, God, it's not enough that I got touched. We need an impact of a change, a radical, sudden shift and a change to happen into all the provinces and territories of Canada, all the states across the United States, everything that the United Kingdom has ever touched, and all the former British Empire, all across the globe. Why not believe
like
for something big?
A global revival.
A global.
There's never been a global revival
That's
in all
right.
of history, breaking out simultaneously in
all
the whole
across
world.
The world. I think
yeah,
it could
let's
happen.
Do it.
Let's have it.
Let's birth it right now.
Let's do it.
Right in this program.
I got faith for it.
Totally.
Awesome.
I'm excited. Our God is a great big God. He's bigger than anything that we could ever imagine. And He has great big power. And He's basically just looking for someone to connect to him, that'll be the downloader. And all throughout history, he's chosen the individuals who are hot after him, passionate, focused. Says in the Bible, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And that goes for women and children,
too. Yeah, I was going to say, women are in there, too. Yeah.
Yeah, and, Elijah, who is a guy, you know, just like us, it says that he prayed that there was no rain and there was no rain. And then he prayed that there was rain. And, I mean, he controlled the weather with prayer.
That's right.
You know, and there's something.
Do you think we could hold some storms out?
Oh, I think maybe we could do just about anything God puts on
our
heart.
Right.
And the thing is, will we draw close to him?
That's it.
This is such an exciting hour that we're living in. We're going to contend for revival. And if we contend for it, we will get it. Why? God promises that in his word. He wants us restored to his purposes. He wants us to be full of everything that he's promised within this word. He wants to do in history today, he wants to do today what he's done in the past, and then way beyond that, that we can just write new history books with his testimony, with his work, with his power, and he wants to use you. So let's pray for our viewers right now, James.
Okay.
Let's pray for a spirit of revival prayer to come upon them. And so, Lord, we just pray right now. We join our hearts together.
That's right.
And we pray, Father, for everyone who's watching this program. Mm-hmm. We pray, Lord God, that the spirit of revival and the spirit of revival prayer would come upon your people, and that there'd be a stirring, mm-hmm. that there'd be an awakening of faith inside of them to know that you can do it, and you want to do it, and you will do it.
Yeah.
And so, there we go. Revival. Revival prayer. Are we going to get revival? Are you going to get it in your household? Are you going to get it in your church? Are you going to get it in your neighborhood? Well, if we pray, God says he will answer. If my people, are you one of his people? If not, we can lead you to him real fast. Just ask him into your life right now and say, Jesus, I need revival in my life. I need to be awakened. I need to get saved. And just say, come and save me. And he will at the very moment you ask him to. He'll come in, forgive you your sin, and write your name in the book of life. But your households can be revived, your cities, your churches, your nation, this whole world can be revived. Our God is that big and that great.
Do you desire anointed teaching, prayer, impartation, and prophetic words that speak personally to your heart? Would you like an online shopping mall that can resource your life with life-impacting teachings? All of this and more can be found on extremeprophetic.com. Visit us today online. Everything on the site is available to you on demand to facilitate your own lifestyle and schedule.
On God Talk today, we're going to enter into a prayer meeting for revival.
Awesome.
Right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, there is a historic scripture in Leviticus chapter 6. I didn't even know how to pronounce Leviticus a few years ago, okay? But it says the fire shall be kept burning continually on the altar. It's to never go out. And there were some people called the Moravians, and Christian David, and Anna Nitschmann, and Count Ludwig von Zinzendorf. And they got this verse by revelation. And they said, oh God, you've done it before. Do it again in our day. This was in the 1700s. Yeah. And they started a prayer meeting that went on, two men and two women. And it went on continuously for 110 years nonstop.
It's amazing. And all today's missionary movements were birthed out of that.
You got it. John Wesley and so many others, and they were impacted by this. Well, right now, we're going to ask the fire of God to visit the altars of our hearts.
All right.
Father, right now,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua,
yes, Lord.
We ask that you move upon your word right now. In Leviticus chapter 6, verses 9 through 13, that the fire should be kept burning continually on the altar, that it would never, ever, ever go out. And we're asking that you send hot, burning fire upon our hearts.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, this is revival. Send it right now on those who are watching.
Yes, Lord.
We ask, don't leave us the way we came.
That's
change us, Lord, and we will be
That's
changed.
Right, Lord.
And
let
we'll
it burn,
be made
Lord.
Into change makers. And we'll be able to change the climate in which we live. And so we call forth that the fire of God to be burning
hot,
just hot upon our hearts. And then that you would transmit it and transform refer it to other people. Father, we need the spirit of grace and supplication.
Lord.
As it says in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10, that you would pour out the spirit of grace and supplication on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem.
Lord.
And then they would look upon him whom they have pierced and they would weep over him as over an only son. Oh God, for people to look upon your son and weep over him, there is a condition. It's the spirit of grace and supplication. So even in this prayer, we pray for prayer. We pray
Lord.
For the spirit of prayer.
That's
we pray
right.
for grace.
That's
grace.
Right.
Grace. And we speak to the mountains of opposition that are in the way to each of our own lives and into our own communities. And we just speak to those mountains as Zechariah the prophet taught us. And we just say, grace to the mountain.
Yes,
grace
Lord.
To the mountain. Mountain, be removed.
Yes,
and
Lord.
We call forth for another level of authority in that great name above every name, the name of Jesus. And we just speak to those mountains of opposition in our own lives for our families. And we call forth for revival, breakthrough for such a time as this.
Thank you, Father.
I just say, receive Jesus.
Yes.
High and lifted up. See our lovely one. See this glorious Messiah and Savior. He bore it all. He took it all. He is worth it all.
Wow.
Lord, release the spirit of prayer and supplication.
You know, I'm just seeing, James, as you were praying for that fire to come and to restore the fire on the altar, I just feel like there's someone watching this program right now and you're actually feeling it. It's like a burning inside and you're thinking, oh my goodness, ever since he prayed that, I'm getting this burning. Well, that is a commissioning for a new season of prayer for you. And I'm just going to ask God to fan that.
That's good.
Fan that fully into flame because, in fact, it's just intensifying right now, even
right
as
now.
We're talking
That's
about
right.
it. Whoa, in fact, I'm starting to feel it inside of me. It's just coming up like this furnace on the inside.
Yeah.
And, I see it spreading. Yeah. In fact, many of you are starting to feel it now. This is a prayer. This is a prayer call.
Anointing.
It's a prayer commissioning. And so it's new levels that God's going to take
you in.
And it's for revival. It's for harvest.
Right.
It's for the coming forth of the kingdom of God.
That's right.
Wow, that's powerful. I can feel
Absolutely.
That inside of me
it's
right now, too.
Rushing upon me. And so we just say, receive right now. This is for you. As they said in the book of Acts, Peter at the gate called beautiful said, silver and gold I don't have, but such has been given unto me. And I just take some of that authority and some of that history before that I have before the throne of God. And I say, receive the spirit of grace and supplication for a revival breakthrough for this generation, for your city, for your home, for your own life.
Yeah.
There is someone who has a 17-year-old son. He's backslid. The fire of God's going to fall on that 17-year-old son. He's on drugs right now. I see him throwing away a bunch of drug paraphernalia. And I just say, revival has come into your home right now.
Wow. Also, James, as you were telling about those two ladies in the Hebrides revivals, they were in their 80s. I'm getting a word of knowledge right now for two ladies that are watching this program. One of you is in your 70s. The other is in your early 80s. And you've been a praying woman over the years. I mean, both of you have been praying women. But there's this new excitement that's just coming on you from watching this program. And you're feeling the stirrings. And you're saying, I remember back in the days when. And it's like there's some kind of a stirring just forming on the inside of you right now. And so, Lord, just breathe life into that.
That's
breathe life into that for them right
Fan
now.
Fan into a flame again.
Yeah, and just spend the hours. When you get up in the night, you know, because your sleep's been interrupted, just pray for revival because revival's on its way. Those things that you felt in your heart, they're going to come to pass.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Lord, we just pray that you would raise up praying people all over that. There'd be a reawakening in the area of prayer. We pray, Lord God, that you would pour out like a river of fire upon us to ignite us with passion.
Mm-hmm.
Lord God, that there'd be this stirring that we'd know that nothing happens except by prayer.
That's right.
In Jesus' name.
That's right. Time with God is not time wasted. It's time gained. And so just give yourself to God, just fresh all over again. And revival is the children's bread.
I have a word right now for a mother who has a child, and in fact, a couple of your children are going through very difficult times right now, and you're just beside yourself. But there are many promises in the Bible that can assure you that everything's going to be all right. And one of them is out of Deuteronomy 29:29, and it says this, "The secret things belong to God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children." And, you know, you've received some conviction from the Lord years ago about certain things, vices and stuff like that. It was a revelation that came to your heart after you got born again. And so you gave up certain things. And these are the very things that you're watching your children delve into now, and you're very concerned about it. And they just don't seem to see things your way. Well, don't try to convince them anymore. Just stand on the promise and say to the Lord, Lord, your word says that the things revealed belong to me and to my children. And just start through prayer, downloading it into your children, and the Holy Spirit will give them the same conviction that He gave you. It's a promise.
You know, the scriptures say, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And I just sense presence, faith right now, for deliverance, breaking bondage, darkness off of people's lives. And if you just agree with me right now, because this is on me, I just speak forth into the spirit realm that darkness has to move, and when light shows up. And the book of John says that when the light came, the darkness could not comprehend it. Right now, and you who are crying out for deliverance, specifically, there's somebody going to get delivered right now, a suicide wish. Mm-hmm. And you just have lined yourself in your thinking with the wrong way. And I just break that suicide thing right now in the name of the Lord. You shall not be oppressed by the devil, but we take authority over that demonic spirit of suicide. And we say, lift now in the name of Jesus. And darkness, be displaced, spirits of oppression, suppression, and suicide, lift off now for Jesus' sake.
There's a pastor that is watching this program, and you've been really stirred recently. In fact, this program is a huge confirmation to you. You have felt revival in your spirit, and for your church, you've just, you know, it's in the air. And you actually feel that for this year, God has given you a promise of revival and a visitation of power. And so there's been two things that have been on your heart. Number one, a time of fasting for your congregation. And number two, some night watches. And the Lord wants to confirm both of those directions for you. And so just plunge into it. Go for it. Keep your faith level strong, because the things that God's shown you are going to be birthed in and through prayer. There's going to be maybe a little bit of a resistance in the spirit realm. A little bit of warfare is going to hit you during the time that you're really pressing in. But it's going to be short-lived. You're not to go overwhelmed, and do not get distracted by it because it's going to lift off. But just stay on the wall and pray, because everything that God's shown you is going to come forth.
Yeah. You know, in the book of Zechariah, it talks about where a turban, that's kind of a headdress, was taken off of someone, and then a clean turban was put on. And I'm just back on this deliverance and oppression thing again. Hopelessness. This whole arena of hopelessness has come upon you. It's like a dark cloud. And that thing is going to break off of you. And it'll be like God's just put on, the Holy Spirit's put on like a clean mindset. And we just take authority over every stronghold that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. And you had a car wreck back some while ago, and you have a severe pain that just kind of like it hits you back, like right in here, and it goes down like your spinal column, and there's some numbness that shows up periodically, like in your perhaps, I think it's your right arm. And I just speak the healing grace of Jesus. This is revival too. And so I just speak for that trauma, the word's trauma, that's it, that the trauma break off of you. Mm-hmm. Right now, light displaces darkness. Trauma, break off, and now let the healing, revival flow of the grace of Jesus flow through your body now.
Thanks so much for joining us today on Extreme Prophetic. And I'd also like to highly recommend James Gall's study guide called Revival Breakthrough Study Guide. Now, here is a prophetic word, a destiny word for each and every one of you. It's this: God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does. Join us next, The Pool.